What up, everybody? And thank you for joining me in another episode of The House of J. This is your host with the most, Trey Dismute, man. And I just want to tell each and every one of you guys how grateful and how thankful I am for you to be on this podcast. I thank you guys for listening and supporting me, man. I love the feedback. I love the messages I'm getting. I've heard some great things. I've heard some things that have shown me how I can do this better. And I really hope that I'm able to help a whole lot more people, man, with the stuff that I am putting down, man. All of this really has been just an eye-opener of the things that people are going through, man, and been an eye-opener for the help that I am able to give people and reach to people. So I just want to thank you guys for all the support. Thank you for the critique. Thank you for the criticism. Just to let you guys know, I love it. I love criticism. I love critique. To live in a world without it, y'all, is dangerous, man. But today, yo, oh, man, I got a great show, man. I think I got some great subject matter. I was having a phenomenal conversation with an individual earlier, and we were talking about the dangers, man. Listen to what I'm saying. The dangers, y'all, of not taking risk in your life, and how it can be so prevalent, right, in everything that we're doing, and why we're having the results that we're having. And because there's a lot of people dealing with a lot of things, they're not sure how they're getting stuck, how they're not moving forward, how they're not becoming all that they were created to be. And that's what I kind of want to cover and talk about today, y'all. So I just want to say, man, whoever is listening, if you ever had anything that's going on with you, anything that you are moving forward on, and you're not sure why you can't get to that next level, why you're not improving the way you should be improving, or the way you feel like you should be improving, maybe this will be able to help you out. So y'all stay tuned, because when we come back, we are going to be talking about the dangers, man, of not taking risk in your life. Stay tuned, y'all. Yo, welcome back, everybody. This is your host with the most, Trey Dismute, man. And welcome back to House of J, everybody. I'm so excited, man, and pumped for everybody to be on this episode. I really feel like this could really help and shift a lot of people's lives and mindset if you really apply the things that we're going to be able to talk about today, man. Like I told you guys, we are going to be talking today about the dangers of not taking risk in your life, and how it can be so detrimental and destructive by continuing to have avoidance behavior in the decisions that you're making and the things that you were called to do and that you were called up to a higher level to be, man. Because like I told you, I was having a conversation with an individual earlier about how people don't take risk, right? And about how everything in our life, right, it requires risk. Every success that we want, every job that we want, every marriage, every relationship, everything requires risk. But we get in this comfortable place all the time, and there's a danger, man. There's a danger in being comfortable. There's a danger in being complacent and being complacent and mediocre and just having this average lifestyle. There is danger in being average. You will not see everything that you were called to be, and you will be like everybody else. The danger in being like everybody else is becoming just average and mediocre and not seeing all that you were created to be. The dangers, man. And I want to emphasize that word, because it is dangerous, man. It is dangerous to not risk. It is dangerous to not get up, move forward, and do everything you have to do. And one of the valid points, right, that was had in this conversation and was made was that most people, right? Most people, not all, but most people, when they are taking risk, they will base their risk taking off the safeguards that are in place and the things that are set before them to make sure that it seems like a risk to them, but it's not truly a risk, right? And what I mean by that is, y'all know I like to use examples. So think about it like this. When I was younger, right, I was in martial arts. And before they would spar, they would have us put protective gear on, right? Because when you have the protective gear on, you don't got to worry about getting hurt, really taking blows like that. And so you more opt to say yes to get in the ring with somebody who you couldn't really beat, you know, in a real fight. But there's no true risk of getting in the ring with somebody like that if you got protective gear on, right? So for those who don't know, like, my stature, I'm not a small dude, right? I'm 6'5". I'm about 220 pounds, all right? So, like I said, I'm not small. And back then when I was a kid in my martial arts class, I wasn't small either. I was actually one of the kids who was the biggest in the room. And it usually was like that because I was tall. And a lot of people, right, that I had in my class, I didn't spar with everybody because everybody didn't want to get in the ring with me. Everybody didn't think that they had, you know, what it take to actually go against me and stand up to me because of my size and my stature. But you know what put them at ease was the fact that before we would spar, before we would even step foot in the ring, everybody had to put on protective gear. So a few people who wouldn't fight me outside and wouldn't risk it otherwise, they felt comfortable in the fact and took solace in the fact that now they have protective gear, now they had padding, they had this safeguard put in place. So now there wasn't really a risk involved. It was just, I'm just going to jump in this ring and wear this protective gear because really there's only so much damage that I can do. Let's be honest. There's only so much damage I can do with padded gear on. So that's how we live our life. That's how we make our decisions, and that's how we move forward. We don't make our decisions based on the fact that it is that the unknown on the other side, right, could actually be something potentially prosperous. We make our decisions on the fact that we got safeguards in place and that things are comfortable and that there's a guaranteed other side. And there's a guaranteed result on the other side of that risk. And that is not risk. That's how we take risk, or most people take risk. And the problem with that is that we only calculate, we only get the results that we calculate, right? Hear what I'm saying. We only get the results of our calculations of being safe, of playing it safe, of keeping safeguards up, of making sure we got a fallback plan, or we can't, you know, go out in the open and just give it all, because maybe if we give it all, then we'll risk losing it all. And losing it all isn't popular for people, but sometimes it's necessary. And a lot of the problem, right, that we have with becoming everything that we have been created to be, we were not created for average. We were not created for average. Look at how our mind works. Look at the phenomenal things that we accomplish. But we have lied to ourselves, right? And this is going to really align itself with everything I was talking about in the Superman Syndrome episode. And if you have not seen it, please go back and check it out. But the thing is, and what I was talking about in that episode was the fact that Superman was sent to Earth with the powers that he has, right? He was born with them. There wasn't a catastrophic event or circumstances or situations that happened besides the fact that he was born that gave him his powers. And he didn't take risks by going out and becoming everything that he was to be. He settled for the guaranteed existence of being like everybody else. That's where Clark Kent came into place. But the fact of the matter is, right? The fact of the matter is that he was born great, right? And until he came to the realization of his greatness, he operated just like every other human. And taking on the name Clark Kent who is very enthusiastic. He's very average and mundane in his existence. And it wasn't until he became Superman did he become everything that he was created for. Clark Kent had a love interest, right, named Lois Lane. Now, Lois Lane was around Clark Kent all the time and everything that he was. But she was drawn and attracted to Superman, right? Superman took risk. Superman took calculated risk based on his abilities, based on his strength, and based on the things that he knew he was going to do. And that brings me, right, into my next point. You can accomplish anything if you have the right amount of faith to accomplish it. Risk and faith is intertwined with each other. And I want y'all to recognize that and let it resonate in your mind. If you're not taking risk, it's because you don't have faith. The people who take more risk have more faith. So if you want to learn how to take more risk, if you want to learn how to be risk observant in your life and the opportunities in your life, you got to learn to build your faith. Because if you build your faith, you can get to a level, right? You can get to a level where there will be nothing that can stop you, nothing that can thwart your plans or everything, every path that you were set upon to your destiny. Because see, look, Lois Lane, she didn't even know that Clark Kent was Superman, right? But she fell in love with Superman, who was the same person, or was he? And let me tell you something. This is the perfect example of everything God has created us to be and how we can suppress it and bury it so deep that we can look like a completely opposite person, so far from our true selves than what we were called to be. And that was the whole key to the episode of Superman Syndrome. Being created and sent for greatness and being pre-installed with these gifts and abilities that must be nurtured, but instead they are never made into anything but an idea or a thought. But when you operate in this manner, and this is believing that we have a God that is our divine creator, but... And it's like believing in him, but not having faith and trusting him for all that he has promised and called us to be. Listen, the only reason that Superman would hide his true identity in the first place would be him not trusting the situation and circumstances that might arise or transpire from him becoming his true self. All the time, every single day and at every moment, as we do the same thing, operating in fear of what ifs and maybe, and instead of just being our true and authentic self, we suppress the very thing that makes us great. If you notice, I said Lois Lane didn't fall in love with Clark Kent. She didn't fall in love with not taking risks. She didn't fall in love with calculated safeness and safeguards and mundane nature and behavior. Because that's not what people are attracted to. And that's not what your life, right? Your destiny is not attracted to that. It was Superman that attracted her and became her love interest. And in the same way, you're not going to attract or lead anybody by suppressing your gifts and abilities and being so afraid to become you that you conform to the patterns of this world. But rather, when you become you and to the realization of you, truly you, and that you were absolutely and were created, right, to be you, will you have an undeniable leadership like no other. And people will begin to gravitate towards you. And the light that shines brighter from you than anything else that you could have ever done. You were sent by the Creator to be here, to leave your legacy, and to imprint on the world, not to be like everything and everybody else, but to rise above it in all that you stand for. And I want you to recognize who you are. Recognize that you are created for greatness. That there is nothing... Okay, listen. I don't want to get ahead of myself or think... That anybody feels left out of this. This is for everybody. Anybody, I don't care if you've been at a job 30 years and you feel like that's all that you have, that your mama didn't make it, your daddy didn't go to college, your mama didn't have anything, your parents ended up drug addicts. No. You have an opportunity to be better. You have an opportunity to be greater. You have an opportunity to break the cycle of non-risk-taking. You have got to take risk to have the rewards in your life that you desire. You have got to take risk to move to the next level, to grow in the next season, to move to the next platform. Faith will get you there. And your faith has to be in alignment. And it will continue to be in alignment, because it's no way to have one without the other. But it will continue to be in alignment with your risk and your risking involvement in everything, in every opportunity that you are given, in every path of life that you are shown, in every vivid, right, vivid imagery that has been placed in your mind, every vivid dream that you have had for years. There are so many people I've met with dreams and goals and passions and things that they want to do, but they will never do them because they don't have the faith that lines up and matches the words that they are speaking. So we have got to get to a place, man, where we learn to risk. One of the greatest mentors I've ever met is Les Brown. And he says, if you're not willing to risk, you cannot grow. And if you cannot grow, you cannot become your best. And if you cannot become your best, you cannot be happy. And if you cannot be happy, then what is the point of living at all? And I want you guys to let that resonate, to let that sit. Our whole goal, our whole purpose of everything that we're doing, every choice that we make, every decision that we decide to agree with, comes from our happiness. But we don't always do what's best for ourselves. That's why the fear that shows up when risk is present, must cease. That we will declare it today, that no longer will a spirit of fear take over. That it will fall in place where it belongs. And it is not in our mind and it is not in our heart. Fear will destroy dreams. Fear will put people in the hospital. Fear will kill you. It will kill your hopes and your dreams and everything that you were called to be. Fear. Fear is everything that puts a constraint on you not taking risk, of you not growing, of you not becoming better, of you not becoming all that you were created. Leo Buscaglia, he tells us that the person who risks nothing, does nothing, has nothing, is nothing, and becomes nothing. That if you do not take risks, that you may avoid suffering and sorrow, but you simply cannot learn and feel and change and grow and love and live. You've got to take risk. Risking everything that has been allotted to you, but learning not to just take reckless risk, but calculated risk in your life. Than the mundane, guaranteed existence. There has to be a platform put in place that will continue to draw you and pull you forward to your destiny and to everything that you were called to. You don't ever want to wake up one day and realize that everything that you have done has been a waste of time. Because you were so afraid that you were not willing to risk. And let me tell you something. Avoidance behavior of risk taking does not only affect you. It's going to affect your kid's life, your family's life, your wife's life, the people you love, your friend's life. It's going to affect the people around you if you are not taking the risk that you are called to take. It is going to show them that it is okay to be comfortable, that it is okay to be average. It is dangerous to be average. It is dangerous to be mundane. It is dangerous. Get it in your head. I need you to understand and remember, it is dangerous to stay how you are. So I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to make that phone call you need to make, to write that person that you need to write. I want to encourage you to apply for that job that you are supposed to apply for, to start the businesses you are supposed to start. If you don't know how to start it, don't do it all at one time. Take a little bit of it. The reason that we don't do a lot of the things that we're supposed to do is because we don't break it up in manageable pieces. But do not avoid taking risk because you feel that it's too much. Break it down. Take it a day at a time. Build up to it. But do not get stuck and allow anything to ever stop you from taking the risk that you have been allotted and the opportunities that have been put in your life. Listen, to love is to risk not being loved in return. To hope is to risk pain. To try is to risk failure. But risk must be taken, because the greatest hazard in life is to risk nothing at all. So I want you to ask yourself, what is it in my life that I'm avoiding? What is it that I am not risking because of fear of the result? Is it a better relationship with my kids? Is it a more loving and prosperous relationship with my wife? Is it my relationship with my God and my Creator? What is it that I'm avoiding, and why can't I move forward in my life? I want you to ask yourself that seriously and contemplate on why you're not becoming everything that you are created to be. You have it in you, and I believe in you. I believe in you. I know you can do it. All you need is some faith. And I want you guys to remember, no matter what it is in your life, no matter what you're doing, no matter what people are you are around, always make sure that when you leave something, no matter what it is, that you will commit to leave it better than you found it. This is your boy, Trey Dismute. Remember, guys, always continue to be obsessed with improvement. With improving your life and the lives of the people around you. I love you guys. Have a fantastic night. Thank you for all the support, y'all. Good night.